Hi guys, this is Adam Lyons once again on the PUA training blog and podcasts. And today I'm joined by another one of my friends who is actually a well-respected dating advice guru in his own right. He will point blank refuse to let me call him a pickup artist because as anyone who's good at this will explain to you that we're anything but. However, I think probably the best person to explain that to is actually Johnny Saporno himself, who's here with me. So Johnny, if you just want to explain to people about who you are and how you're not a pickup artist.
Okay. Well, let's see. I'm about 40 years old. I'm not what anyone would call physically fit, nor particularly good looking, but I do have a startling resemblance to a certain therapy-seeking sociopathic professional killer from the show The Sopranos. So it's just a happy irony that my name happens to be Saporno.
And I have to describe this. Johnny is sitting here right now in front of me. He's got a pair of grey sort of cross between boots and trainers on.
They're actually Doc Martens.
Dr. Martens, there we go. Sort of like ankle height Dr. Martens.
I was looking all over London, including Camden Town, for another set. These are the only ones anyone's ever seen.
I'm convinced they're the only pair in the world, actually, judging by looking at them.
I'm just glad that there's one left and one right. If I had the only pair in the world and they were both right, it would have really sucked.
He's got a pair of white jeans that are arguably too short for his legs and the most amazing Hawaiian shirt. Johnny Saporno is only ever seen in Hawaiian shirts. Every time I've seen him, he's wearing... And you pay a lot of money for those things, right?
Well, right or wrong, I probably pay too much either way. These are all legitimate, authentic, classic Hawaiian shirts. Old school, not repros.
And I think what I'm contesting to is you're anything but physically attractive. And I mean that in the nicest way.
It's fine. The truth of the matter is, if I were worried about my aesthetic, I would be fit. If I were worried about... If I needed to be... I'm about 6'1", maybe 6'2". If I needed to be 180 pounds and chiseled in order to get girls, I would be. But I've been this height and 340 pounds and still gotten Playboy centerfolds and international runway models and national beauty contest winners for long periods. So I kind of figure I must be doing something right.
And I can really back this up. I remember the first time I went out to dinner with Johnny, he turned up by himself. However, he had brought a pair of dates along. Two very beautiful porn stars, and actually offered one of them to me over lunch, which was pretty impressive. Both of these girls, absolutely stunning. One of them was your long-time... Both of them long-time girlfriends? I don't know.
It wasn't that I was offering them to you, because I can't actually offer them to you. What I was trying to say is, and I mean this absolutely, is that each of them is their own person and can make their own choices, and I wanted to make sure that you understood that you are welcome to, as you say, game them or just to get to know them, and that they're both playettes in their own right, and that they would take you in, chew you up, spit you out, or swallow you, depending, and that it wouldn't be a big deal for them, because if they actually liked you, then they would do it for fun, without any concern.
And that's what I love about your whole ethos, is that you just generally respect women, which is something that I massively relate to. And I know that both of us have really similar views on this. You wouldn't mind, just for those listening, just break down why you're not a pickup artist and sort of like what you do apart from women.
Thank you. You absolutely said do-do. Yeah. Okay. Why don't I call myself pickup artist?